All right, 10-3 under the lights here in Escanaba. The Eskimos get the win. And Scott, you know, you guys have faced Carson. I mean, you've coached him. You've these guys we talked about last time, such good friends. And you had to come up with some answer after they got it to 3-2 there.
Yeah, you know, credit to Manistique. And it's a nice baseball team. John's doing a super job with them. They come in every time we play them, they battle. They don't back down at all. Kids who make plays, I really like the team. They're super kids. Like I said, it's a good relationship. 2 years in a row, Friday night under the lights. Huge crowd tonight and great atmosphere and a good baseball game. Score was closer than it showed there.
That was a nice inning for your guys when Scotty almost puts one out, and then Hunter Langcourt, that pitch, I don't know how he bunted it. It looked like it was going to hit him, but you had the squeeze on there. So it looked like a safety squeeze, though.
No, it was suicide.
Okay, so describe that inning, because, you know, Scotty obviously is you think that he's going to bunt, and that was on, and then he almost puts one out, and then Hunter goes small. So you go long ball, small ball, and bring in two runs in. That's huge.
You know, yeah, it's a catch-22 with Scotty because he's swinging the bat so well. But I also know you get into a district game and we're trying to, you know, produce a run somehow, you know, I want him comfortable enough to put that, you know, bunt down for a hit or something like that. So, but he's swinging the bat so well, I don't want to take the bat out of his hand. So that's what happened in that situation. I let him swing the bat, but
I don't think he's putting one out in the Sioux. That's a really big, so he's probably going to have to rely on what he does best. And that is putting the ball on the ground and running.
Yeah,
right?
I'll tell you what I like with him though. And I talked about this, the little nuances of the game. I watched him over at first base. So earlier in the year, I'm like just over at third telling him to get more of a lead. And now I'm on the opposite end, kind of like shorten up a little bit, Scott. And so he's, you know, the more time he spends on a baseball field, the more comfortable he gets. And he's just smoking the ball and looking really good. I'll tell you, I talked to him though. He's got a slide before the base jack. He's going to, he literally slid about a foot before second base. And he's going to, I told him, I said, you keep doing that, you're going to end up, that's going to be a disaster. You know, that's, kids need to slide, you know, 4 or 5 feet or even more before the bag. And so I think he's been fortunate. I think he hurt his wrist the other day a little bit. Kind of the same thing, kind of jammed it on the bag.
Yeah, you can really hurt that way.
Yeah,
I mean, severely.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we had talk about putting the bat on the ball, though. Wait, was it 15 total hits?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen our stats at this point, but, you know, some pretty good approaches at the plate. You know, Jack, you watched, well, I don't know, this is without COVID, so this is technically my fourth year if you don't count COVID. I think I've got four. We've got four suicides down this year, and I don't think I called one my first 4 years. So, and again, that's a leading towards the district. You know, we got to find a way to come up with a run, and you know, so I want the boys comfortable enough if we have to do it that it's not, they're not shocked that that's the situation.
Well, you saw what you had to do to get by Sheboygan last year. You had to play it on the infield. You had to use speed. You had to have a Lawson make base running plays, and it might just be a Hiller this time making base running plays. And of course, you still got Langcourt who could put the bat on the ball. He doesn't strike out very often.
Yeah. You know, I like how we're playing. You know, I like how we're pitching. Trent Lawson did an amazing job. Obviously, Jared, we wanted to keep Jared down, you know, early in the game. We're working on limiting his pitches at this point. And then, you know, Cloutier was a little wild, but, you know, he's battling, and he's a sophomore. In any innings he gets this year, that's just bonus for the future too. So, man, what a great night for baseball. And like I said, you know, really great crowd here. Beautiful night.
Ben's going to throw out his shoulder out there. He is really pounding that dirt on the mound.
Yeah, Ben treats the mound, pounding on the mound like it's a deadlift or something. So, and I'm sure his mom hasn't said anything yet, but when you're doing all that clay and hammering it in the ground, and that's obviously wet clay, his pants go out of here dirty every time. And his mom hasn't said anything yet, but I'm sure they'll have to get washed just about every game.
So big week next week on the road. We've been able to play a lot of home games, and that's always the case. Our fields are usually more playable early in the season. So you're going to Kingsford and Norway, and those are and maybe Menominee will come here, but those are tough teams to play. Tony and Matt over there, coach, going over there, it's a lot different than playing here.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need this time of year too, though. You know, those types of games going into district, win or lose, close baseball games. You're going to get a close game Tuesday in Kingsford. You're going to get a close one in Norway. And then I set up the trip to, you know, Gaylord and Sheboygan on purpose. You know, first of all, Sheboygan's been our tournament multiple years, or, you know, whatever exactly how we had it set up. And I thought it was time that we reciprocated and go back down to Sheboygan. So that's part of that. They've been, you know, they've been good to play. Hey, it's a tension filled rivalry. but it's worth going to. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be an interesting, you know, games there.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to turn Saturday. Instagram off at that point.
Absolutely. But you know, the reality, I think both programs respect each other, and we know we're gonna have a battle. And honestly, whatever does happen next weekend, whether we win or lose or whatever, you know how it was last year. We got thumped pretty good at our place first game. Second game, we had a chance to win in extra innings, and then, you know, we ended up winning the district. So you never know what's going to happen with one baseball game. But, you know, just I like the approach we have, and I like the way our team's playing, and hopefully we just keep rolling.
All right, well, good luck on the road, and we'll see you downstate. I'm looking forward to that trip to Sheboygan. Well, Gaylord, too. We played Gaylord first, and see my old buddy Christian Wilson there, the Youper. He's the AD there. And has
yeah, I know
been
Christian well, too.
Yes, I can. He always tells me that we have to bring him a cooler full of the Lake Superior whitefish.
Jeez.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. So anyways,
that's not coming on the bus, Jack.
No, heck no. No. But you know what? Gladstone did bring him some one time. Honestly, I don't know whose car it was in. It wasn't in mine.
He'll be lucky to get a pasty, Jack.
Yeah, that's or a Clydeburger at the bridge.
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay.
Good deal. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Good job. Okay. That's Scott Hansen, the coach of the Eskimos. And that'll do it from here at Alness Field tonight. Thanks, Nick, back at the station. All of you for tuning in. Go to rrnsports.com later tonight for all the highlights from this one. Until we speak with you from Gaylord next Friday afternoon, Jack Hall from Elnez Field signing off. Our final score tonight, it was the Escanaba Eskimos 10 and the Manistique Emeralds 3.